Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Monday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. This week, I'm continuing a series that I've been on for 4 weeks. This is the beginning of my fifth week, talking about living in the balance of grace and faith. And we are now talking about entering the rest. And I began this last week. I'm going to continue this again today and for a few days. And I tell you, this is a truth that has really impacted my life. As a matter of fact, I was having to practice everything I'm going to be telling you today in the next few days. I had to practice it last night and this morning coming in here. And so it's something that you use every day of your life. Right before we get back into that, I want to give you an update. Some of you have heard about this. Actually, I have not put this on our television program very much. I haven't taken hardly any time to share this, but we are in the process of building a campus for our Bible school in Woodland Park, Colorado. It's a major expansion for us, and the purpose of it is to accommodate at least 3,000 students coming to school. Now, we aren't there yet. This is for future growth. But we are in the process of building this, and I just wanted to give you an update. And what I wanted to do was to show you this little video that our television department has put together. It's a virtual tour of the facility. So if they're ready, we'll just go ahead and look at this, and then I'll come right back, and we'll start sharing the word. But this virtual tour is approaching our buildings from the east, looking west. This is a 220,000 square foot facility. You're approaching the main entrance here. And this porticus here is the main entrance drop-off point. And this photo that you see is the actual view from under that porticus here. That's a photograph that was taken, the lake and the mountains, and that's the view that we're going to have. And then you see this top portion where it gives an overview of the whole facility. So we continue this tour now, and this is a computer-generated view of what this is going to be like up on the upstairs balcony. This furniture and things that you see in there is not the exact furniture that we have, but it gives you an idea of what it would look like. We're going to have room to accommodate around 2,000 people in these break rooms. So this is still upstairs. We're headed down now. That's a water feature, a little waterfall that goes from the second story to the first story. You go backwards down these stairs, and then we are down in the lower concourse. On the left-hand side is a huge book store in there. Again, this furniture is just to give you some perspective of what it will be like. It's not the actual furniture, though. That's the view through those windows out there that we're going to have. It's just an awesome view. I tell you, God created a beautiful place, and we're trying to showcase it with the way that we've built this building. Behind that desk there that you see, that's the entrances to the main auditorium. We don't have any of that done yet. And so here we are back at this main entrance, and now we turn and head west just south of the building. This glass that you see on the right, that's like a 2 to 3 story glass all along that south side. It'll be good for solar, but primarily it's for the view, and it's going to be awesome. And so we swing around, and then we go in to this portion that I'm calling the barn. This is coming through the front doors of this building that I'm calling the barn. This is a welcome desk. You go around, you enter into this main auditorium, and it pans around and it shows you this main auditorium. There will seat 1,500 people, theater style, or 750 at tables the way that you see them. This is the actual view. This is a photograph off of the deck of this building. It's going to be a beautiful view. Then we come back into this auditorium and walk across the stage and look from the stage back towards the back of this building. I call this the barn because of the rafter system and the clerestory that we have up there. And I think this is going to be a great place. Again, you'll see 1,500 people in total. Back behind me, where the camera is right now, there's a 4,500 square foot kitchen in there that we will use to feed up to 3,000 or 4,000 people. Now we come out of this portion and enter into the main auditorium building. This is the concourse outside. and we go down some stairs into the lower portion of this building that I'm calling the barn. And this will be where there's 23 classrooms in here, plus there's two auditoriums. The main one is 500 seats, and with the dividers removed, it can actually expand up to 900 seats. So we're coming down this hall. We're beginning to turn into this auditorium, and this is with all of the dividers removed, 900 seats. And you can see these dividers coming up right now, separating off into classrooms. And with these four dividers put up, this limits that auditorium to 500 people. And this will be primarily for our third year school, but it will be expandable, as I said. And you see this final shot here shows you the basement portion of that building with all of those classrooms and things in there. So I just wanted to give an update. Many of you have seen, we've done a live stream on this, and we've been talking about the need. God has just really blessed the Bible College, and we are expanding as quickly as we can. We've got over 600 people now at our main campus in Colorado Springs. We have about 2,000 people in our total system. That's including our extension schools and our correspondence course and our online Bible College. And so altogether we have about 2,000, about 600 here at the main campus. And at the rate we're growing, within a year or two, we will probably be over 1,000 people. And so we just need to accommodate them. And so this first building that you saw, the barn, will accommodate a maximum of about 1,500 people. And that, of course, doesn't have any office space for our CBC staff, which it takes a lot of people to run this. And so that's really not, that's not what we need completely, but we could move out there with that, and I think that that may be our first step. And then eventually we're going to build this 2,500-seat auditorium with all of the offices and everything that's necessary, plus our phone facility, which right now we're getting over 30,000 calls. I think we've had 37,000 calls in 1 month, and we will be over 40,000 calls a month pretty soon. So anyway, I just wanted to give you an update. And I am really excited about that virtual tour. That enables you to envision things much better than we could have just a few years ago. So that's great. Again, I want to get back into our teaching today. And what I've been talking about is what I'm calling the Sabbath rest. Now, this is a part of a teaching that I have entitled Living in the Balance of Grace and Faith. And I've been explaining that grace is God's part. It's something He does independent of us, and He does it prior to our need. He doesn't just respond to our need. He anticipates our need. And He provides everything in advance. And faith isn't something we do to get God to move. Faith is just our positive response to the grace of God that has already anticipated and supplied all of our need. And so faith just reaches out and takes it. And I've been using the scriptures out of Hebrews chapter 4, where it talks about a Sabbath rest, about entering into this relationship where you just rest in the fact that God, by grace, has already provided everything you will ever need through Jesus. And you don't ever get anxious. You don't ever take the care and the weight and the responsibility of everything upon yourself. Now, that is easy to say, but you know what? It's a lot harder to live. And I'm not going to give you any of the details because the details aren't important. But just yesterday, we had things happen to us that, you know what, we could have gotten upset about. And on the way into the office today, I was praying in tongues and practicing this very thing. That, Father, I know You already have taken care of this situation. I am not going to lose my peace over it. I am not going to worry about stuff. And I had to do exactly what I'm preaching right here. And I think that there's a lot of people that honestly take a lot of stress and worry and care about things on themselves, and it's just useless. And it's because they aren't resting in the Lord. And that's what Hebrews is talking about. So then I went back to Genesis and I showed this in creation, that the Lord didn't wait until Adam and Eve were already created and then think, oh, what are they going to eat? And so they had to pray and ask Him to feed them. And so He says, all right, I'll create a tree and I'll start creating fruit and I'll do this. And He didn't create Adam and Eve and not give them air to breathe. He created all of the oxygen that now over 6 billion people on this planet, there hasn't been any oxygen created since the beginning. God anticipated all of the needs of the human race for as long as time endures, and He already created all of the oxygen. He created the land. He created the water. He created the food. He created everything we would ever need before we needed it. And all we had to do was just reach out and take a piece of fruit. Now, He didn't just put it in our mouth and make us chew. He didn't put food into us intravenously. We do have to do something, but all of the things that we do to meet our needs are a response to what He has already provided by grace. By grace, He's already anticipated every need of the human race, and faith just reaches out and takes what God has already given us. In the physical creation, I think that people can see that. But when it comes to spiritual things, it's like there's a disconnect, and people just immediately start thinking, oh God, the doctor said this, would you heal me? The Lord anticipated every sickness that will ever come on the human race. He put every sickness, every disease, every infirmity, any problem that any person could ever have, He put it upon Jesus in His body, and Jesus bore it so that you would not have to bear it. So when the doctor says that you're sick, when you have pain, when something is wrong, you don't need to go to God and do something to get Him to respond and heal you. But instead, you need to rest in the fact that He's already done it. And just say, Father, I know that You anticipated this problem before I ever had the problem. You already had the supply. And I refuse to get out of faith. I refuse to get into worry. I refuse to get into fear. I refuse to let this thing bother me. And you just keep your mind stayed on the Lord and walk in faith. And by doing that, you are just appropriating what God has already provided by grace. Boy, that is powerful. Again, I just can't tell you how, if we were to live this way, it'd be like it says over in 1 Peter chapter 5, cast all of your care upon Him because He cares for you. This ought to be the response of every believer, that instead of us bearing stress and worry and care about things, we ought to know that God has seen everything, every weapon that will ever come against us. He's already provided our answer before we ever had the need, and we just continue in a place of peace. Or rest. I believe that those are basically describing the same thing. You just let the peace of God rule in your heart. You don't ever get to a place to where you take on worry and care and anxiety. You know, I know that I am talking to people all over the world right now who you're sitting here and intellectually you're saying, yes, that's the way that we should live. But as far as the function goes in your life, you are stressed out. You worry over things that don't even amount to anything. You know, yesterday I had my staff ask me some questions, and the only way I could begin to answer those questions was to go back through all of my journals that I've been keeping for decades. And I began to start looking for this information, and I went back and read some things about things, you know, 10 years ago in my journal. And in my journal, I was writing about, you know, this happened and this person did this and I've got to deal with this problem. And at the time, it was a big deal. But, you know, 10 years later, I look at it and that really wasn't that big of a deal. And praise God, I didn't do it perfectly. I did talk about some of the stress that I was feeling having to deal with all of these staff problems. But I did just eventually say, well, Father, I'm just going to cast this over on You and let You take care of it. And you know what? God did, and it was over. Many times we worry about things that if you were to just anticipate 10 years into the future, is it going to be something that is going to change the course of your life? Now, there are some things that are really important, and I mean are major points and change the whole direction of your life. But did you know that there are people watching this program right now that you're obsessing over things that in the balance of everything, it is inconsequential. It is not worth the emphasis that you're putting on it. And this is exactly what Paul said over in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Let me just share this with you. And Paul was talking about all of his problems. Paul had more problems than any of you, myself. any of us ever had. He was beaten. He was stoned. He was treated terrible. He suffered things. And he said this in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." So here's Paul, who had more problems than any of us have ever thought about having. And he said, it's just a light affliction. Now, if Paul's problems were bigger and of longer duration than our problems, and yet he called them just a light affliction, then how can you be justified in talking about how terrible your life is and how heavy your burdens are and stuff? It's not because your problems are bigger than Paul's or mine or anybody else's. It's because of the way you process it. It's because you are putting emphasis on things differently than what the Apostle Paul did. Paul told us two reasons here why he was able to make his huge problems just a light affliction. He said, first of all, it's just for a moment. Now, he wasn't meaning that in a literal sense, that it only lasted for 10 seconds or 30 seconds or something like that. He was looking at things in the light of eternity. And compared to eternity, all of the things he was dealing with were nothing. You know, I don't know exactly how long Paul lived, but if he lived 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, whatever it was, did you know that that's like a snap of the finger compared to the time that he has now spent in eternity in the presence of God, basking in the love of God, being compensated? Paul himself said in Romans chapter 8, "I reckon that the sufferings of this present world are not even worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." In other words, whatever you suffer here on this earth, in eternity, you are going to be so compensated that it's not even worth mentioning the stuff that we suffer here on the earth, because heaven is going to be such a blast. And Paul now has been in heaven for nearly 2,000 years. And did you know what? He was absolutely right that the things that he was suffering, being beaten with rods, being beaten with whips, shipwreck, put in prison, criticized, hated by people, and all of the terrible things, all of that was like nothing compared to all of the glory that he's now got. But see, you have to get an eternal perspective to shrink your problems down like that. Some people are just so focused on the problems right in front of them that they forget the goodness of God in the past. They forget all of the goodness that God has promised to us in the future, and they just get mired in the problems that they're in at that exact moment. And that's wrong. That's not resting. That's not having peace. And this is where so many Christians live. This is one of the reasons that there's so many physical things. Even the medical profession will tell you that stress, depression, worry, care depresses your immune system and makes you more susceptible to things. The Bible says, Proverbs 17:22, "A merry heart does good like a medicine." And if you were to begin to just rejoice in the Lord, which can only be done if you are resting in the fact that God loves you, God has anticipated every problem that could ever come your way. He's already got the supply before you ever have the need. And if you just believe this and learn how to rest in it and stay in peace over these things, then you know what? Your body would work better. Your finances would work better. Your relationships would work better. Everything would work better. You know, people don't understand this, but sometimes when they are trying to make a relationship work, but they are dependent on it. I mean, it's like if this marriage falls apart, if this relationship doesn't make it, you're just devastated. You don't know if you can go on and live. When you put that kind of a stress on it and that kind of an importance on it, you become, in a sense, codependent on that relationship. If it doesn't work, your whole life is over. When you do that, it puts you under such pressure, you become so desperate, you start trying to cling to a person or to a relationship so hard that it actually drives the person away. Did you know it would actually solve a lot of problems if people just found their contentment in the Lord and they try and bless other people and be a blessing to people, but they aren't like a vacuum cleaner that is just sucking the life out of everybody and everything around them for their own selfish edification. This is how you have to have it. And if you could find your contentment in the Lord and rest in the Lord, which again goes back to this whole thing I've been teaching, you would find out it would make you such an appealing person. It would draw people to you instead of push them away. It would solve many of your problems. Your body would work better. You would be more productive in your business. You would be advanced. And just everything would work. When a person is secure in their relationship with the Lord, it changes everything in you, spirit, soul, and body. And this is what Paul is talking about. He had all these problems, but he just put it in the light of eternity. In a sense, what he was doing was what I've been talking about. He was in this Sabbath rest. He was in a place of just resting and knowing that it doesn't matter what they do. It doesn't matter if they kill him. He even said this over in Philippians chapter 1. He says, "For me to live is Christ and to die is gain. I have a desire to depart and to be with Christ, but it's more needful for you that I stay here. So I'm going to stay here." But he was ready to go. And if they killed him, it's no big deal. He was going to go to be with the Lord. And he was going to enter into eternity, and he was going to have all of this compensation. You know what? You just can't defeat a person like that. And the good news is that what Paul is saying is available to us. Every one of us could learn to enter into this rest where we are just resting in what Jesus has done. We put things into the light of eternity and recognize there is nothing that can happen to us, not even death. Nothing can separate us from the love of God, is what Paul said in Romans chapter 8. He says, nothing, height nor depth, nothing, death, life, angels, principalities, there is nothing that will separate us from the love of God. And you can enter into a rest where you are just have peace in your life. You are trusting in that. And regardless of what happens, you just stand there knowing that God has already made the supply before you ever had the need. I tell you, there are many of you watching this program today that need what I've talked about. And I've got a lot more teaching on it. I'm out of time today. We are going to continue this on our program tomorrow. So I encourage you to get this entire series entitled Living in the Balance of Grace and Faith, but particularly this teaching entitled Entering the Rest is a powerful teaching. It would be a blessing to you. So listen to our announcer as he gives you this information about how to receive these materials. And then call or write today and join me again tomorrow as we continue the gospel truth.
God's basically spoken to my heart in bringing me to CBC. And me getting a hold of the message of grace and God's unconditional love has totally changed my life, my family, how I view God, how I see God, and just give me an overall better perspective on life. And it's really produced freedom.
We'd like to give you the opportunity to invest yourself in building the lives of Charis Bible College world changers through the Foundation Builders program. This special group of ministry partners is joining hands financially with Andrew and Jamie to make this vision a reality and contributing financially toward building the lives of CBC world changers. You can get more information by calling, writing, or logging on to awmi.net/partnership. Invest yourself in Andrew Womack Ministries and Charis Bible College today. Change your life. Change the world.
Andrew's complete teaching titled Living in the Balance of Grace and Faith is now available in a new paperback book for a gift of any amount. Contact us today to get your copy. In addition, you can get this teaching in a companion study guide for a gift of $35 or more. This teaching was also recorded live at a Gospel Truth seminar. It's available on either CD or DVD. Or if you prefer, you can get the DVD as seen on TV. Each is available for a gift of any amount. Remember to specify CD, DVD, or DVD as seen on TV when you contact us. This series is also available for audio download absolutely free on our website. Go to awmi.net and click on Audio Teachings on the left-hand side of the page. The fourth audio teaching in today's series is available for a gift of any amount when you write or call. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this fourth CD titled Entering the Rest, free of charge. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Warwick, England this week for the Andrew Womack Ministries of Europe Ministers Conference, October 24th through the 26th, in Lewisville, Texas, Wednesday, November 9th, and in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for a Gospel Truth Seminar, November 10th through the 12th. He'll also be at Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth, Sunday, November 13th, in Phoenix, Arizona for a Gospel Truth Seminar, January 5th through the 7th, and in Colorado Springs, Colorado for the Caris Bible College Men's Advance, January 19th through the 21st. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
Caris Bible College graduates are changing lives. Russ and David Forguston and David's wife Judith moved to India upon graduating from CBC and immediately began spreading the gospel truth, establishing Caris Bible College India and helping with individual and small business loans as well. CBC India has just celebrated its first graduating class and is sending ministers throughout India's villages, towns, and cities, changing the world one life at a time. For more information on this and other stories, visit awmi.net. Click on Ministry News and discover what's happening at Andrew Womack Ministries. Invest yourself in Caris Bible College and Andrew Womack Ministries today. Are you a world changer? Caris Bible College has extension schools across America. The same truth that sets you free at our main campus in Colorado Springs will set you free in Dallas, Texas, Phoenix, Arizona, Kansas City, Missouri, Atlanta, Georgia, Dyer, Indiana, Orlando, Florida, Chicago, Illinois, Plymouth, Massachusetts, Jacksonville, Florida, and Gardner, Massachusetts. Log on to carisbiblecollege.org today or call our phone center and ask for a complete listing of CBC Extension School locations near you. Change your life. Change the world.
You do not have to motivate God to heal. God wants to heal more than you want to be healed.
The almost too good to be true news you can use. www.awmi.net.